Good afternoon. This is Mark O with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April the 5th. The grains closed mix with May corn down 6.5 cents at 5.53 1/4, May wheat up 7 cents at 6.18, and May beans up 10 3/4 cents at 14.12 3/4. The wheat was strong today. We had that sale this morning of 130,000 metric tons of soft red wheat to unknown. That helped. Export inspections weren't bad on the wheat at 594. The dollar's down 44 ticks, 92.61. So all that, I think, helped prop wheat prices up here. Plus, the funds have been, you know, pretty good sellers of wheat. So I think they covered just a little bit in here today. The corn was lower in the front, higher in the back. The beans were, if you look at the July-November spread, July gained about 3 cents. On the Novembers, the corn spreads, the back months gained significantly. July, December corn looks like it was about 10 cents roughly. So I think what it's telling you about the strength in the back months and the beans and the corn is that they're trying to buy acres, as we've talked about this morning. I personally think corn acres are going to be 2 million acres higher than what the government's telling us. I think beans are going to be at least 1 million higher, but we're not going to know that until June, and it really depends on the weather. We have a few showers here in Illinois today, but it's very warm weather, 65 to 70 degrees. We're going to have a few scattered drops of rain here and there, but it doesn't look like it's going to add up to much. Today at 3 o'clock, we'll get crop progress on the corn. It'll be planting rather than progress. And then we'll get a crop progress on the wheat. Nothing on the beans yet, probably for another 2 weeks. So overall, tier today was a little bit of a mixed, choppy day. Crude oil was down $2.66 a barrel right now. That, I think, weighed on the corn market, but it had no impact on the oil. The oil was up 68 ticks, but the meal was down about $4 a ton here. So again, it's kind of a mixed bag. On any given day, old crop could be higher or lower. New crop could be higher or lower. Meal could lead the way. Oil could lead the way and then switch it up. It's just really been kind of a hodgepodge out here. Dease corn did make a new contract high by 0.5 cents. And we closed higher. I mean, that's a decent close, technically. I think we've got to test $5 on Dease corn between now and the end of the month. But it all depends on the supply and demand report on Friday. You would think, you know, all things being equal, that they're going to reduce the carryouts because of the acres. But are they going to cut some of this export business? It certainly hasn't been as robust as we saw in January and February. So I'm wondering if they don't kind of mellow that out a little bit. If they don't, we're going to see very tight carryouts and most likely higher prices. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-7884-3343. That's 877-TTH.